Welcome to the Dragon Show. It's Dragon and Fear together. I'm Xander Zalkali.
I'm not here and I'm drunk.
Everyone, I'm Nico!
This show is brought to you by alcohol. Yay, alcohol! It's like lubrication for your soul. There you go.
How can you forget about Blake?
Or your balls.
Lubrication for my balls? That's not how sex...
That was his balls.
What the fuck just fell over?
That is not how sex works, John. I'm
no,
sorry.
Really, but no, alcohol.
Alcohol is lube for your soul? Balls?
Bowels.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Meaning you poop.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop, John. Are you telling me that when you drink, you defecate?
I defecate a lot.
That's the day after, though.
Excuse me. Javelin, could you tell us your greatest defecation story?
The greatest one. The best defecation.
There's just too many.
There's stories?
Oh, like,
it was just
with
this
whales
morning.
And stuff?
One time I... No,
and harpoon? No, you have to tell that one. I know the one you're going to tell.
And fish.
All right. So there he was sitting on the toilet. He thought he was farting. It was actually a heart attack.
I've never had a heart attack.
Not that you remember. You thought it was shitting.
It was a fart attack.
Okay, all right. How about this?
Javelin, would you please tell everyone the story of when you passed off your fart onto another person's and stopped an entire game of Nero?
And it's Nero story time.
It's Nero.
No.
Oh, do I have to tell it?
No.
I almost fell over.
You weren't even there!
That's how bad it was. He wasn't there and he almost fell over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have some of our friends here right now. We two were just outside playing beer pong and we realized one thing.
Dan's an asshole!
That I'm an asshole.
Hey, and you don't play beer pong with rum.
You shouldn't play beer pong with shots. Now, we also learned another thing. A lot of us are really good at the first 9 cups. Because we all did 4 shots of rum in about 2 or 3 minutes. But that 10th cup...
Hold on. We lost Miko.
He's gone now.
Miko's peeing.
He's up.
That's what happens when you drink a lot.
He's on the poop bus.
You better not be stealing my tree.
I think your tree has been claimed.
Yeah.
No, I'm merely leasing the upper half.
Could you explain to me exactly why you would say that?
Well, it's my tree, and I peed on it. So it's my tree. And Miko asked if he climbed it, could he pee off the top and use it? And I said I'd lease it out to him.
And how did that go?
He peed off the top of the tree.
I'm telling you, I saw a stream.
There was a stream.
The way Capture the Flag
and I told
works,
John,
it's
don't.
The last person who gets it, so it's technically Miko's tree right
I
now.
I told John,
so.
Don't cross the streams.
No, it's my tree.
Guys, can we please not argue about whose tree it is, or else my backyard is going to be flooded.
Especially if that's how property
so
works.
Look, I'm agreeing that it's your tree!
Okay, we're furry.
It's a tsunami of pee.
It's a furry...
Miko, Javelin stealing your tree!
It's a furry...
Wait, whose tree?
You're not climbing that tree.
It's
okay.
My tree.
If it's dog rules for the United States, property is decided by P. Okay? That's how it works now.
Go on, Xander.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm saying the furry country, we like property is decided by peeing. So it's Miko's tree right now.
Javelin, what are you doing?
It's my tree from the second stem up.
The second stem up.
You are merely leasing.
Leasing the tree?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my
I loaned out the upper half because I'm too fat to climb it.
Stream.
No, this really works. It's whoever's drunk is going to own the most property. It's like Donald Trump. So
that's fine, but it's my
Let
tree.
Let me finish my drink.
Okay.
Guys, can we all agree to stop pissing in my backyard?
No.
No.
It's the second bathroom.
I almost peed in your house. Miko gave me permission.
You know, you're the loudest one here. You don't need to pull the microphone to your face when you're talking. I'm
That's
almost
good.
Certain everyone can hear.
I must be heard!
That's a good point.
Not really.
Here, we can share this with Miko.
I use this one every day.
I must be heard, says the guy who never wants to do a fucking podcast.
What? What are you talking about?
Trick is get him drunk first.
Every day I say, Xander, is today the day that we should do a podcast? And you say, I don't really feel like doing it. Hold on, this might be backwards.
A little backwards.
A little backwards.
Mostly backwards.
So this is IFC's Dr. Pepper.
Like,
right?
No.
That is IFC's Dr.
No,
Pepper.
Depression times. Time for
give
pizza.
Give me my ukulele.
Where's...
Oh, is it a ukulele intermission?
Could you mini kabong, Dan?
Do not hit me with
he
the
was,
ukulele.
Alkali was playing the ukulele. He looked silly. He was great.
I did.
It looks like a mini guitar on a fucking giant fat guy.
Well, he's got to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, you know?
Anyway, keep talking. Yeah.
That guy died. That was sad.
But yeah, every time they play that song, it's somebody dying of AIDS. I swear to God.
It's an epidemic.
I swear to God. Like, that is the official song for somebody dying. It's the goddamn ukulele Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'm not
it
even
is
kidding.
Not the official song.
It is. It is.
It might be.
John, next. John, there's got to be a better official song of death. L, what is the official song of death?
Amazing Grace. Rainbow.
Amazing Grace.
Oh, come on. That was played at my grandpa's funeral, you piece of shit.
Well,
I sang that song and I cried. Only
I've been triggered.
All right, that's a good idea. Everyone.
Another one bites the dust.
Let's go around the room and tell everyone our triggers. Xander, what's your trigger?
People being offended and attacking me on Twitter.
Al, what's your trigger?
Purple people eater.
Purple people eater?
I'm pretty sure he's on death songs.
He just has flashbacks of something we don't even realize.
This one day, Grimace ate my entire family.
And raped his dad in front of him.
I don't know if the kids listening know who Grimace is.
They won't.
Bill Cosby. Oh, Barney. Barney's purple. Barney. John, what's your trigger?
Triggers are for the gays.
No,
he's
John.
Partially
your
right.
Your trigger is furries.
No, my trigger isn't furries.
No, he just grabs the trigger when he sees a furry.
John's trigger is...
I call that open season.
On cameras?
Yes.
All right. Before we go on, Miko, what's your trigger?
Yeah, go to hell.
All right, let's quick get this story out there. John, would you mind telling the audience what your plan was when we told you you had to wear a costume to the first squared? What were you going to dress as and do?
Oh, a hunter, and I was going to shoot people.
He asked me to tag along.
As a matter of fact, I think my thing in the artwork was Elmer Fudd.
It totally was. That was a callback to your terrible joke that we were all terrified of.
Terrible?
You've been a hunter every
really?
Picture. So what's the next
terrible?
One?
Terrible? For Clue? Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard.
I'm sure he's gone on safaris.
I mean, he looks like it. He wears the hat.
He's shot a few lions as a dentist. Oh. I'm sure. Oh, no.
That was a legal hunt.
Was it? No.
He paid... The Zimbabwe government, he paid for the tag. The guy that...
He paid some dude named Larry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was a legal hunt. Zimbabwe got their cut. He paid $50,000 to a people that do it. And the guide baited the wrong lion. That's basically 90% of Zimbabwe's GDP is people killing lions and elephants.
Hold on. Stop. Baited the wrong lion? Like, is there a number that the lion
takes?
No, he
was off the preserve. Like, they used illegal baiting tactics. And that wasn't the hunter's fault. That was the guide's fault, and they're prosecuting the hunter because, you know, social justice warriors.
So, guys, well, yeah, he's Zimbabwe.
That's, oh, okay.
How did this become
but
political?
But it's so much easier to hate a dentist.
Me and John are here.
Right?
Okay,
they,
remember...
They only ruined the guy's life.
Do you remember Kane? He played a D. Oh.
Remember what the fuck did you just do?
I almost spilled the drink.
Don't do that.
Remember when Kane played an evil dentist in wrestling? He should come back as
he totally
dentist
should. And start wearing a lion cape.
Yes. Yes.
Bazuenya.
Kill the lions.
All right.
I'm gonna dress as a dentist and just chase around the lion fursuiters at the next fur con.
And John.
Yeah. They might get the wrong idea.
What? 1 week.
And John is a hunter. John is a hunter is just following the elephants around. Ah, ivory.
That's it. I really do
think we have a new guest.
You need a drunk L as your in the background of every podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the person in charge of something at First Squared, Paul! Everyone, say hi to Paul! Woo! Paul, say hi!
Hi, Paul!
No, he has to say hi.
Al, you're a dumbass.
That's his catchphrase.
And Al is here. Paul, grab a chair. Bring it in here.
He's got a bag of things.
For those of you who couldn't hear, Paul just went, oh my god.
But hey, he brought cake.
You brought me cake? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part where I shut up and eat cake.
Actually, we'll give you the play-by-play. He is staring at the cake longingly.
What kind of cake is that?
Smell the cake. You know you want to. Smell the cake.
This makes for great.
You need to open it first, hey guys, smart guy. There you go. Smell the cake. Now, Miko, yes. You hit the bottom of the cake into his face.
Paul, you want me to make your
no,
drink?
Come on.
Smell the cake.
We need to do this play-by-play as sexually as possible.
Paul, you want
of alkali eating a cake?
He smells the cake. He almost got kicked in the face by a random foot. I don't know how this happened.
Did you kick the cake?
Dan has
some
very strange kinks.
Valid point. Paul, if you want, there's some ectoplasm in that pitcher. I know you can drink that.
So he's trying to get Paul drunk. Weird.
This does smell amazing. Miko, take a sniff.
Keep smelling the
cake.
What's
it made of?
Miko just fingered Dan's cake.
Hold on.
Dan is fingering his own cake.
Hold on, guys.
He's fingering his own cake. He is feeding Al some of his fingered cake. It is chocolatey and creamy.
And full of jizz.
I'm a married man. Is it?
Hasn't stopped me before.
Triggered.
Paul, is this nutty? And not like in the usual term, but like, does it have nuts in it?
No, just chocolate.
The special ingredient was not mayonnaise, folks. Hey. It was not.
Dan's about to get to a Hall of Fame.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm the only one who still does references. So, that's fun.
Oh my god, what the fuck is the wrong reference?
I referenced Matilda. Damn.
It's called Rum Pong.
Rum Pong.
Matilda?
You know, the next time we play beer pong, we should just use bundt cake and try to get it in the middle of the cake. Especially for me and John, it's like, oh, we got it in. Eat the cake!
You do understand what happens with that frosting, right? You throw it, it goes. And then it just falls in the center, like you win every time. Or lose.
I think that's the point.
John, get ready to eat a lot of cake.
Right, if they both get
so,
it
in. So, Tuesday?
Oh, I could say something.
So there was John's wedding. One of the many, many rules that John came up with was Diana.
One of the many, many weddings.
Diana, if you shove cake in my face, I will shove the rest of the cake in your face. So there they were, standing at the cake.
No one had cake.
John and Diana, he each had a piece of cake, waiting to see what the other would do, and it lasted for almost a minute, as they both verbally and visually dared each other to shove cake in each other's face.
Oh, no, I'm not that stupid. Also, I'm out of drink.
Uh-oh. You're out of drink! Let me go get you a drink.
There's not enough drunk cast, then.
I think his next can is on your table.
Yeah.
John, I stole his next can.
I didn't know you had a Batman shirt.
If that's not one of them...
Batman!
So, John, remember the time at my wedding, how we forced Dan to drink so many drinks, and my brother came up with some good drinks?
Yes, and then Dan was supposed to go get on the bus to go home, and I walk out to the bus, because I wasn't drinking, because I knew I would have to drive, and he wasn't on the bus. Where was he? Back in his hotel room, by some magical transportational power called drunk driving!
Okay, in my defense... I was actually at the point of drunk where I thought I was sober.
Yeah, that's not that's called being really drunk.
Yeah, that's why I carry around a breathalyzer. That's why I carry a breathalyzer with me now.
That's not the best. It's when we all went to Chris and Amanda's wedding.
Oh my god, I barely remember that wedding.
Trying to find the
cider. Oh, baby. Here, you take
it. I think it's time to get the breathalyzer out, Dan.
You take it.
Dan. Miko is What's taking up? Alkali's place.
I'm alkali. I'll try to find the breathalyzer.
Say alkali.
I just
things.
Lost like 3 pounds in gas pressure out of my bowels.
I'm alkali, and I run a convention, awesome. And I have a really raspy, loud voice. I don't know what else to say. Furries.
Rape, AIDS. Furry. There you
Duke.
Go.
Duke,
and I make you drunk.
Duke, rape, AIDS. There you go.
Also.
Duke Rape AIDS.
That's his catchphrase.
Duke Rape AIDS.
That's my trigger, too.
Normally I would laugh at this, but my wife's group is actually raising money for the AIDS campaign.
Oh my god, we have an AIDS bucket too.
Yes.
We should give them the AIDS bucket.
Trying to raise money for charity via the Dragon Show?
No, I'm just saying.
We've done it before.
Raise money for the... away from the Dragon Show.
Well,
we're not trying to raise money. What I'm trying to say is normally I laugh at the joke, but considering this weekend is they're raising money for AIDS campaign for homeless people.
Dude, you're harsh on my buzz, bro. You're harsh on my buzz.
I'm sorry. I have to have a serious moment.
Well, knock it off. I've been triggered.
I think I need more alcohol.
How do we stop pills?
Here. Here.
I have one. Oh.
How do we stop the AIDS and the homeless problem?
Easy. Make the homeless ugly. They'll never fuck if they're all ugly.
It doesn't work. They just close their eyes.
I don't know. You get laid.
They just know.
Dan, there's a thing called brown bagging.
Oh. Whoa.
Wait, you bring your lunch to work?
See, the furry version of that is a fursuit, so...
Is it the whole suit or just the hat?
That is a brown bag with like colorful markers on sparkles.
This one
on
tastes
it.
So different.
Yes, you put a little cat nose.
They look pretty. Because they want to look at something.
Where's that cake?
One of the greatest things Two ever said to me. He's like, hey, wow, look at that doggy over there. He's really cute. He's like, yeah, do you want to know what he looks like outside of that costume? He goes, no, I don't. He's cute now.
Your microphone just got real twisty. I don't know what I did.
What the hell did you do to the microphone?
No.
Oh my god!
Stop killing the microphone.
They balance. They don't sit still. They balance.
That is stupid.
Tongue twister over there.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
This is an epic
perfect
struggle right now.
This is like a big monocle right
there
now.
There you go. You got... it's a big
like
monocle.
Oh, I'm a bro now.
Bros!
Okay.
Bros!
Bros over hoes.
You're such a bro. It's awesome. Oh, my God.
Tender.
Did he just take a picture of me?
He's about to.
Picture. Yeah, no. So cute. No. Yeah. Okay.
Did he just call me cute?
I'm sorry, but... Okay, so apparently I just have to get you drunk to do a podcast.
It's, oh, yeah. That's
I'm sorry. Did you ever have any doubt?
How many podcasts are you on total?
Like 100 something, 107.
How many has he been drunk for?
Significant amount.
Yeah, whenever we're at a fucking con, you're goddamn drunk. So
okay,
this is a really bad monocle. I can't see anything out of it.
It's a bad monocle. It's a voice pop filter. I think.
Okay, you call.
I thought it was a spit guard for the microphone.
I call it the spit guard.
Well, I keep on making these mouth noises with my mouth, and I don't know how to stop. It's really annoying. Yeah.
Still, don't worry.
Hell, what the hell are you doing to my microphone?
What are you doing? Oh, you're checking the thing? Noises. Okay. I'm being hugged.
Okay. I don't know why I blew it.
Did you just burp and blow into the microphone? Like our audience is like, oh man, he is thrilled.
Now, Smello Radio.
That's like the worst idea.
We don't have that.
Would you stop making those noises?
Guys, when you hear that noise, please just open a bottle of vodka and whiff it in your face. Like,
it would be helpful.
This is a bonus episode. We're
please burp again, John.
Give me a minute.
He does it, yeah.
Right now. On command. No.
Hold on.
Oh, you burp on command.
This is not the man cow show.
We're bros. We burp.
Sorry, we are bros today. We were playing great.
Apparently, we're on The Simpsons as well.
See,
we got Barney here.
For those of you wondering why we're calling each other's bros, two of us have our hats on backwards.
Your hat's out there. Go get it on. Okay. I'm making
him
wear a hat.
Why can't I have a hat?
Because you're not cool.
I have like
you never wear a hat.
I don't have any caps.
We have top hats.
You can't wear those backwards.
Oh, we got a fedora. Now you're a nerd on the internet.
Oh, my God. We have a Redditor here, folks.
What? Okay, Alkali,
are you hoarding fedoras?
I feel bad because you like
smaller than mine.
That one is my all-purpose.
That's the one for the little children. He has visits.
That's my hat.
Congratulations, you have lice now.
Tell me,
you like fedoras before they became bad?
No,
I'm serious.
Your head is the same size as mine.
No shit.
Oh,
it's pretty big head. I have a big head.
Also, I'm
guys, Paul, I think you're complimenting him.
He's going to get a shot.
For his big head.
Because he's got a sideways hat. I don't think anyone's worn a sideways hat forever. Alkali, you look silly.
No, really, I'm a big dick.
Welcome to Drunkcast, everyone.
I don't know what to say about this. He's sitting right next to me.
Anyway, how about...
If you're going to put your hand over my shoulder, please give me a massage at least.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lower.
Oh,
he'll use his magic wand.
Oh, yeah.
Lower Esteban. Never
mind. So let's talk about the deficit. I don't know.
Why are we getting politics involved? Why are we getting politics involved?
Because it's funny.
All right, guys, hold on. Really quick.
I think last time John and Xander tried to talk politics, Xander got cornered for 3 hours.
We missed the entirety of The Lion King.
What?
What about The Lion King?
We were all watching Lion King at our condo, and you and I talked about the libertarians in the kitchen.
The first Lion King?
Because the libertarians are the hyenas, and they have just depleted their resources.
I thought
resources.
The hyenas were like Nazis. They were goose-stepping all over the place.
Well, they were just... Okay, they're Germany after World War One. You see, after World War One...
So they're fascists?
Okay, after World War One, Germany's like, we'll go for anything, even a goofy mustache. So, like, yeah, sure, this guy's awesome.
Fun fact, you know why he had that mustache?
Charlie Chaplin, I think.
No, he had the full, like, handlebar mustache, but because he served in World War One, you couldn't wear the gas mask with the full mustache. So he just saved the ends off and left him with that weird thing.
Yep, whoa. And he had the Hitler mustache.
It's a Hitler mustache now.
And what are the odds that he would have a mustache called the Hitler mustache?
I know.
I mean, history's amazing.
Conspiracy.
So you got mustaches, Daniel.
Why are you calling me Daniel?
That's your name?
Your name has already been mentioned like 7 times. You're done. Oh. Your time in the
family. I can give out his birthday, August 23rd.
They're going to Google Dan Smith.
Well, congratulations. This can't be aired.
What are you talking about? We just edit these things out or leave them.
It's true.
Leave them in, Xander. Leave them in.
Beep.
What did you mention?
His birthday, August 23rd. August 23rd. He likes women now.
What just happened?
He went straight.
For the record, when John said that, his hand was on John's lap.
No, it wasn't.
No, this is radio. We can say anything we want.
August 23rd.
Speaking of that, wear that fedora backwards.
That's a top hat.
It looks the same. It's a top hat? It's not a very good
top hat. This is my emergency top hat.
That's a sad top hat.
It is.
Yeah. Welcome you look like...
Drunk I don't think that's a top hat.
You look like the sidekick of some smart man. And you're supposed to be really stupid. I'm sorry.
What did you spill?
Oh, yeah.
Party foul?
You should be like,
ladies and gentlemen, we have a party foul.
I will drink all the drinks.
It's about time we had a party foul.
This head is tall.
Yeah, no shit.
They should call it a tall head.
Stand up next to me. Am I as tall as you yet?
Nope.
Not even close, baby.
Alkali, just say, I ate the pie.
I'm not one of those.
So, Alkali, what would you do if I upgraded your PC to Windows 10?
Cry a lot.
Windows is really pushy about that. It keeps asking me, too. It's like, hey, you want this thing? I'm like, I don't know.
I legitimately can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing.
It's like herpes.
No,
it's not like herpes. They went to AIDS.
And we're back on AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Gates gives
kill the world.
Gives the AIDS or something. I don't know. Bill Gates AIDS.
What are we gonna do? Drinking Catan.
Ooh, drinking Catan is next.
Let's go.
All right. So there we were. We were having a party at John's house.
I gotta go piss in the tree.
I looked at John in the eye and I said, John,
watch where you peeing on that tree.
I'm about to throw this bottle into the air. If you catch it, you'll prevent a mess. If you don't, shattered bottle. John, what did you do?
This is still a bad monocle.
What did you do?
I also caught it, because I'm like a cat.
You're like a cat?
Everyone here, meow. John is a cat.
John is a kitty.
Okay. No. Guys, that was taken out of context.
Guys, John is a bear.
He's off. Out of context.
I'm gonna hit
and
you.
Non-canon here. Out of context. Non-canon. John, are you a large cat or are you like a domestic cat, like those fuckers you have at home?
This is non-canon. This is non-canon. So you're safe.
Non-canon. You
I don't believe you.
He called it. Non-canon.
I already said it twice, actually.
He called it, so you can say whatever you want.
Which might mean it's doubled back. Are you sure you want to answer this question?
Double negative doesn't equal positive.
It does when you have AIDS.
What the fuck?
I'm a human. I'm a Black Panther. Because they're humans.
Oh, do you want to be associated with the Black Panther Party?
I have things to say.
They get guns.
But not right now.
That's true.
No, not really. I really don't know.
But they do, like, guard the Obama campaign or something.
Oh, then fuck that.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you were a furry, what would you be?
I don't know.
I was a furry, what would I be? That feels like such a loaded question. I don't know if I can answer it.
Come on. We believe in you. If you were a furry, what would you be? Oh, that was a kitty noise. Okay, cat. Al, if you were... Oh, my leg. Oh, my God.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, I feel nothing but pain.
What would you be, Al?
So Dan is a Charlie
horse. I'd be a fucking parrot because I repeat everything you fucking say.
Wow.
What about you, Paul? Paul, what would you be?
Oh, he's Chance from Homeward Bound. We've had this discussion.
Yes, he is Chance from Homeward
Bound. Hell no, I'm a wolf, damn it.
He does like the wolf. Okay.
Stereotypical.
Oh my God, my leg.
I'm a wolf.
Realistically, I'm probably a bear.
He's
a wolf.
Guys, let's give John.
That song does not get sung. Otherwise, I'll get the other
one. Yeah, no, did you know the song that I'm talking about, right? John is a bear does not get sung on this podcast.
He is a bear.
You're close. You saw Game of Thrones.
I have no alcohol.
The bear and the maiden fairy.
Yeah, we're not even close to that tune. We just came up with shit. But we won't sing that song because John asked us not to. We will not sing John is a bear.
Yes.
And we will not say what he has lots of. But now, John, important. You're alone in a room with Obama, a rubber band.
Oh, shit. John, where's the rest of the cider?
There's one can left.
The little fridge downstairs.
One can left.
Is it okay if I have a...
Finish your question.
Yeah, go ahead. John?
I can get you more at Costco.
No, they don't have... You gotta go to Jewel for the Smith Forge.
I'll get you more.
Canned cider. So we can drink cider and feel like hillbillies.
John?
I'm glad I can fit in.
Look, Mom.
Yeah, Obama, a rubber band, and what else?
You're alone in a room with Obama, a rubber band, some dental floss.
Ooh, dental floss.
And
I have oral hygiene.
And an unloaded gun. There are no repercussions to what you do. What do you do?
Well, if I answer that honestly, I'll get put on a list.
Dude, his term's almost up. He's just gotta go to Zimbabwe or something. Because I'm a racist. No, I'm kidding. No.
Why is he going to Zimbabwe?
Because that's...
He wants to hunt lions.
Yes!
Is he a dentist?
Dressed as a dentist.
Shot across the bow.
Oh, thank you. No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now have alcohol.
Hooray! Hi.
You know what I found down there?
Why do you think ladies listen to this?
If they get this far,
I'm given the benefit of doubt.
Hello, ladies. Man, I want a name drop right now. Well, people
name drop.
Would follow this far.
What?
Okay.
What?
Name drop.
I don't actually want to. Because they'd be excited.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
You know what
we can't. We can't let furries have fun.
What?
You know what I found in the refrigerator down there?
What?
Batteries?
A 9-volt battery.
Did you touch it to your tongue to see if it's still charged?
I actually did. I haven't done that since I was like 8 years old.
But how else do you know if it has a charge?
Did it still have a charge?
It did.
Cool.
Shocking.
Are they used for anything?
God damn it, Paul.
Testing your tongue?
Why is it a car battery in there?
Because I ran out of those.
No,
I had to replace mine. I had to perform surgery on my car.
Yeah, it didn't work. Your battery was...
It was done, apparently, for some reason.
Can we have a moment of silence for Santa's battery, please?
No, it's okay. We brought it back. It had open heart surgery.
No, we didn't bring it back. We got you.
And this is what we call shocking.
One. That being said, things still taste a little...
What?
Shocking? It still tastes a little...
Oh, because of the battery.
Hey, Xander, Do you think Paul deserves one of my mixed drinks?
Sure, yeah. He deserves all of the things.
Paul can't do hard liquor.
He brought us a cake.
What?
Paul can't do hard liquor.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, Paul.
So tequila.
So you're doing hard liquor when we go camping.
Alkali.
Oh, Paul, are you going camping?
Ask a question that we normally wouldn't answer if we were sober.
Everyone here is going camping with Xander because he doesn't like the outdoors. Or
whenever I try to go camping, I get in an accident.
True.
It's true.
We'll be driving this time.
So I've been promised I'm not driving.
You have not been promised. No promises were made.
Hey, you said...
I said I'm running a car that should fit us all. No promises were made.
You do realize the amount of editing we're going to have to do this episode, we're going to come up with like 2 minutes of really good radio.
Yay! Yeah, I like the dentist part.
Hey, John.
I still have
about the line.
Yes.
That wasn't just us.
All I was doing was looking at the radio, and then I hit your car.
Right, because you weren't paying attention to the road because you're a horrible driver.
Hey, John, why don't you actually tell the full story instead of just wondering?
So,
wait.
We're all yelling!
Let's have John tell his version, and I'll tell my side of the story.
You mean the lie? Okay,
no problem. No, it's not a lie.
All right, John, let's start off with a real story. Go ahead.
So we're at the last, I think it's Lake Forest Oasis on 294.
Really goes our story.
Heading.
Story time.
Miko doesn't like our stories.
No, he doesn't.
Well, Miko, where are you going?
Enough of them to know where they all go.
You hear this
somebody
one?
Is drunk.
No.
Like, no one was drunk.
No,
one was drunk. Everyone was sober, and I fucking smashed his car.
Someone is drunk.
Well, not that he gave it away.
He smashed it from behind.
No,
not this time.
Go on.
Sit your ass down, cocky butter.
Hey, Miko, sit down. Sit.
I need a pee, Paul.
He's got to go find his tree.
Paul is actually a pretty good doorman.
Not in our D&D game. He's only showed up like once.
Hey, when is this D&D game? Because I want
to
show up.
Work. We haven't done it in like 2 weeks.
I work at night, damn it.
Oh my god.
Sound like my girlfriend.
All right.
Story time.
John, the original story. Go.
So, like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
That's about this one.
We were at, like, I believe it was Lake Forest Oasis. This
yes.
is probably, I still at the bank, so maybe 06, 05.
It's before Buckley Road.
Yeah, the one right before Buckley Road on 294 heading.
It was 05.
05, okay, there you go, 05. And we're driving. We got a caravan. It's me and my awesome Chevy Cavalier. Paul and his little Pontiac Sunfire. Not Paul, Al. Names are hard.
Let it go.
And Dan was driving his Ford Taurus.
Correct.
And I was cut off, so I had to slam my brakes, because that happens on the highway. Al, being the wonderful driver he is, sarcasm, wasn't paying attention to the road, because why would you do that? And he rear-ended me. Now, I don't know if you ever saw those
Holy
old Sunfires. What was it, a 98, 99?
It was a 99 Sunfire.
99 Sunfire. It's shaped like a wedge. So he rear-ended me. Now, you could literally see my tire marks halfway up his hood because he was wedged underneath me. All right? I get hit really hard, shoot forward, I look at my mirror, I start slowing down, look at my mirror right away, and I think, they're dead. Because all I saw was a crumpled front end and a broken windshield. We pull over, the back of my car actually is okay because the amazing aerodynamics of a wedge-shaped car meant I just kind of spun my tires on his hood.
Okay, I cannot deny John's story.
John, you're furrier than you realize. You know why? You get rear-ended by your friends.
I was going to say, please, folks who are listening.
Hey.
That was funny.
Yay! I cannot deny what John said.
Oh, but I'm not done with my story.
No, but I have to add to your story.
Oh, you can add to what he's done. He's almost done. Go ahead, John.
So he hits me. Then Dan screeches to a halt. Or Alkali, whatever you call
what
it.
Whatever.
Dan Kalai. Screeches to a halt and literally, like in the cartoons or that Brady Bunch episode with the egg, practically touches his bumper. So technically we were in a three-car pileup. By the time his car got towed, we found out we were responsible for a three-hour delay on 294.
Yep.
With the helicopter, by the way.
Yeah.
There was a helicopter.
I had sunburn on one half of my face because we were facing the same way the whole time. That was interesting. I looked like Two-Face.
It was cool.
His name is Murphy.
We went north to Door County to camp. Al went home. secretly rented a car because at the time his parents didn't know and showed up there later.
By the way, I want to say one thing, John. My parents actually thanked me the other day for that car accident because they always had shitty cars, and because they had to replace their car with the new minivan, they said if it wasn't for the fact that you crashed into your friend, we wouldn't have realized Toyotas are actually really good. Which, by the way, bleep that out.
Xander.
No, Toyotas are
what? What?
If it wasn't for that horse, I would have never made it through that year in college.
I would not have.
Is so that anyways. Your story, John? Is that your story?
Okay. There was also some stupid thing about Oreos.
Yes, there was a stupid thing about Oreos.
So I cannot deny John's story. No. But here's the thing. I can't
well,
deny John's
leaving
story.
Was rude.
Did you like
John? And you're wearing a top hat.
Hey,
guys, rude. You should be a
guys. I'm trying to tell a story here. John said it 100% accurately.
I'm not sure.
The one thing I want to add in the story. We left the Oasis. And at the time,
oh, you lost sunglasses.
No,
it Mike almost called them. A big fight.
No, Mike lost sunglasses.
Nico,
that's awesome.
So, anyways,
three hats.
We left the Oasis.
Oh my God, so many hats.
My car was in the shop for a fuel pump issue, and what happened was my car suddenly started stalling. And I started looking down instead of paying attention to the road.
You know, it's funny. In the 10 years we've been telling this story, I've never heard about a fuel pump issue.
Okay, I know.
No.
Ever?
No, seriously. The car had a fuel pump issue, and I was pumping the gas, and I was looking
ever.
Down.
Ever.
I wasn't paying attention to the road.
Yes,
and then the moment I looked up and I saw John's brakes, I pulled the handbrake, which then wedged my car underneath his car.
Oh, this is a totally different version of this thing.
Now I'm going to tell my version of the story. Aliens flew down right into John's ass. Right up there. Just alien one, alien two, alien three. Hey, right into John's ass.
Did Mac pop out?
Thank God for elasticity.
All I remember is looking at John's muffler in the car when my airbag exploded and Mike's glasses flew out the window.
Straight people call their asses their muffler. Because it's not very sexy.
Oh, my ass.
Oh,
hey,
my... What?
Why don't you tell everyone the time you drove through a lake?
Oh, so there I was. On the way to somewhere, because, you know,
I'm
reasons.
Not sure you were there.
On the way to my exes, who are already my ex, but hey, sex might happen, so I'm going through a storm.
Don't touch my lake.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. So I'm driving through... What might be the worst storm in Illinois history when I say, hey, side roads, I probably should be paying attention, but I didn't. So,
maybe.
I think I see a stop sign ahead of me, and it goes downhill, and I don't realize it, and I'm all of a sudden, water is up to my fucking...
Wait, you literally drove into a lake?
Yeah, basically.
Congratulations.
Oh, and water started seeping in, and I rolled down the windows and jumped out the side.
Just like on Mythbusters.
Just like on Mythbusters.
Wait, that was on Mythbusters?
Yes, it was.
Hey, John.
Why are you allowed to drive?
The best way to get out of a car when you're underwater.
John, remember when Alkali twice got into a car accident? When he bumped into me when I went into you? And then that same weekend?
When he ran into the rock in the parking lot?
Well, not necessarily.
I don't remember that. I was drunk.
He also hit himself in the chest with a golf ball. He's not good at things.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, I wasn't all the way under. I
forgot about that.
Okay.
My point still stands. Have a hat.
Yeah, I got a hat. Hat times.
Settlers.
All right, guys. I think we're going to end this one one last thing.
Nap time.
One last part.
Damn it. I didn't get the hat on his head.
What, Xander?
Irish drinking song.
No! Irish drinking song?
Yeah.
Wait. Let me get my keyboard.
If we go around the ways.
No, Irish drinking song on the ukulele. We're Hawaiian Irish.
Do it. Where's the ukulele?
I don't know that one on the ukulele. No, I can't do that on the ukulele.
I don't know if people.
We're not giving you a choice.
Oh! Hold on. Here's the ukulele.
Do these people even know what we're talking about?
No one does. We don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay, what were you going to suggest?
I was the end of this generation where we watched Whose Line's It Anyway, so.
I was the beginning of the generation.
Yeah, I don't actually know it.
So, what were you going to suggest to end it?
Alright. Irish drinking song sounds perfect. So we're doing an Irish drinking song. John, what is the topic?
Cards.
car accidents.
Yay.
The car accident on your drinking song. Ready?
Oh,
I had a very bad accident.
It was really bad.
I fucked up.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
The water was up to my goddamn waist.
I could hardly see.
I fucking got out.
And into the water I went pee. Oh, I did.
Yeah, that's enough. We're done.
All right, Xander?
Yes.
Hold down.
How's that? Oh, fuck. You start, because I can't remember how it goes.
No, but it's only one person instead of all of us. Oh, my God. What are we doing? Paul, sit down. Get the microphone between us. We're doing how many people are in this room? 600 Broadway star. It's simple, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, you can only
say
one word at a time.
I feel like I'm in Boys Town right now.
One word at a time, okay?
Yes.
So we're doing...
Are compound words legal?
Hold on. Furry. Bring up, some kind of, thing on the computer.
The thing that you're very descriptive today.
No. It's going to have words. Don't do it.
Well, no, just like a musical background.
It's going to have words.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you play Lindsay Sterling.
What's the key?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
John, right. These are the reasons
brass.
I talk to you about music.
Mika,
what's the
topic for 300 Broadway star one word at a time? What's the name of our hit opera?
Broadway.
Look, the thing that's torturing us right now is IFC. So it's going to be pandas. Not that Pandas is torturing us, but he is the chairman of IFC.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Pandas.
The Panda Opera Song is sung by the six-headed Broadway star. Xander?
Yes.
You're head number one, guys. One word at a time. Xander, go.
So I'm number six.
You are not going.
I'm number six.
You're number six.
So I'm the youngest?
Yes, you're the
Fuck
youngest.
Fuck you, old people.
Okay. The
turtle.
Sex! Don't.
That's not a sentence.
That's three words.
Let's start over, okay?
The turtle sex don't? What?
Sorry, we're losing our virginity here.
Look, we're like Nicki Minaj.
Actually, it's Paul losing his virginity, but hey.
My anaconda don't.
That sentence was the turtle sex don't.
All right. Six-headed Broadway star, guys, try to form a sentence.
What's the subject?
Pandas.
Okay.
Pandas. No, pandas. The stupid endangered animal that can't learn to eat anything but bamboo.
And will never fuck.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, let's make this
broad.
Seriously, it's like they're all women.
Furries. The furry six-headed Broadway star.
Okay, I'm starting it. All right.
All right, guys, no one else talk. One word at a time. Right. Go.
Yiffing.
It's
Dick.
Rick.
What?
Rhyming.
Failure.
Start
Sometimes.
Over. Sex. Rules. Sometimes.
It.
Involves.
Lots.
Lubrication.
Pushing. Shoving.
Pronouns.
And.
Dick.
Sucks. Cock.
What?
Furries. It's your turn.
Grammar.
Consent.
I'm done.
What's up? Keep going.
Women. Young children.
That's not the one that works.
Furries.
Art.
Oh, God.
That's about some zip-up.
Amazing.
There we go.
So to finish it off.
Corny.
Furries are gay.
Yay!
And
amazing.
Paul and Al don't know how to make a sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Somebody might take offense if we call all furries gay.
Right.
All furries, they are asexual or they try having sex with another guy once. There we go.
Yay!
Wait. All furries aren't gay?
No, not all furries are gay.
I've been like...
Whoa. We can't end this podcast. I want to hear about this.
What?
Some furries fuck cunt. What do you want from me?
Hooray.
So the truth? Tuna?
All right. One last time. Hold on, Miko. One last time with the four
Alkali.
People who can form sentences.
I can do it. Alkali.
So what you're saying is they can eat tuna?
No. Tacos.
But they can't tuna fish.
Give...
Dad, we're done.
Miko, take the microphone. Four-headed Broadway star. The subject is... Pets. Just pets.
Okay.
Just pets. Four-headed Broadway star, Xander, go.
Pets.
Are... gay.
No!
Fluffy.
And...
friendly.
Soft kitty warm.
That's not a word!
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Dragon Show Drunk Cast. This is Miko.
Hi.
This is Al.
Hey.
This is Paul.
What's up?
This is Javelin.
Yo.
Xander.
Hi.
And I'm Alkali. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to edit this down to about 1 minute. Have a nice night.
Yay.